Hi there. The word for you today is on the characteristics of a great dad. In 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 8, Paul writes, "We loved you so much." Now, Paul was speaking to his spiritual children, the church, but the same principle applies to dads, and that's who we're dealing with. The third characteristic or quality to be found in a great dad is hard work. Listen to Paul. "Surely you remember we worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone. If the church had been an army, Paul would have been the commanding general, and as such, he could easily have given orders to be provided for to whatever extent he chose and been obeyed." But he didn't do that. What he did was work hard beyond the requirements of his ministry to alleviate the financial burden others would have had on his behalf. Hey, Dad, your kids need to see you do the same because, number one, by seeing you work hard, it elevates the importance of work and helps them discover dignity in it. The Bible says in Proverbs 10 verse 4, "Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth." And number two, by allowing them to share work with you around the home, you actually prepare them for success on the job by imparting to them much-needed principles and work skills. Again, Proverbs 22 verse 29, "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men." By doing this, you're preparing them to be recognized for excellence and promoted because of their outstanding work ethic and skills. In a time of economic trouble, when only the strong survive the competition, Dad, listen to me. Prepare your children to be the absolute best on the job that they can be. The attitudes and abilities you nurture in them will benefit them all their lives.